Hey, all you pet stylists. You found the Groom Pod. Welcome to our virtual salon. My name is Susie, and I'm your host. I'm a mobile groomer from Seattle, Washington, and anyone who knows me will tell you I love to talk, especially about my job. One of my favorite people to talk to is my friend and mentor and co-star of the show, Miss Barbara Bird.
Well, hello, groomers. Hey, Susie, what are we doing this week?
Hey, Groom Pod Pack. Welcome to episode 258 or live 15 of the Groom Pod on June 14th, 2020 from Snohomish, Washington, Tucson, Arizona, Facebook and YouTube. This podcast is brought to you through listener support and by our kind sponsors, Best Shot, Show Season, Evolution, Shears, Stasco, The Absorber Towel, and Cherry Brook. Man, that's a mouthful. All right, this week we're going to take a bunch of Facebook questions and we'll learn about mineral oil and, yeah, that's it. So, Barbara, how was your week?
It was kind of hot in Tucson, and we have a major forest fire going in the mountains just north of Tucson, and a bunch of my customers have been in the possible evacuation zones. It's kind of dramatic here in Tucson. And of course, you know, Arizona is on the a big uprise in the coronavirus scale. So we're freaking out about that.
And, that's right.
You know, life goes on. My landlord has got some kind of hair up his ass. About us. You know, I've been here since 1977, and he's bitching about that he thinks he hears water running and that I'm leaving water on when I'm not. I've even gotten to turning the toilet water off at the end of every day because he's blaming me for that. And the thing of it is, I went in to apologize to him last week and say, you know, I paid the rent. And I said, Jim, I mean, and he seemed to be kind of sociable. I said, Jim, I'd just like to apologize and say I'm sorry if I've caused you any you know, discomfort. I forget what I said. You know, if I've caused you any exasperation, et cetera. And he just got red as my hair.
Really?
It took like 5 seconds. He was red as my hair, and he started spouting off about he doesn't ask for much from me, but da-da-da-da-da, and I'm saying, whoa, I thought we solved the problem. I had my handyman, you know, handyman go explain in man talk to him that we had done everything.
Sometimes that's what it takes.
But it seems that even Steve kind of mansplained to Jim, and Jim got a little offended about that because Jim has been paying the bill for years, and I should know what's going on, and you know that guy doesn't know. I mean, he even got mad at the man coming in to explain that we had done everything. So what can I say? I'm just walking on eggshells in and out of my shop. I don't dare put. I think I got to get rid of my "I'm ready for Hillary" bumper sticker because he has to see it every day.
Go neutral.
I have to go completely neutral. And, you know, he doesn't even like my customers coming in with masks because his customers come in with no masks ever.
Oh, my.
It is such a politicized issue. So anyway, there's tension in the air. Forest fire, and, you know, it could just blow right out into the city. And I would be right in the path. And, you know, like, we don't want our customers to have to, I asked one customer if she was okay. And she said, well, I'm not living in that house right now. I have two homes. And I'm living in the one that's further away from the fire.
Lucky thing. Wow. Okay.
I wanted to say, and you don't tip me.
Oh, that's how she has two houses, Barbara.
Yeah, that's probably why she has two houses.
That's right.
Well, I have two homes. Oh, I'm living in the smaller one further away from the fire path. Okay, well, I just hope the big one doesn't burn down.
Well,
you know,
if you need some safe. If you need some extra water, we've got it up here in the Northwest. It has just been dumping buckets. Oh, pouring and sloshing through people's puddles and their lawns. And the dogs are just wet messes. It's terrible. It is really bad. So I don't know what happened. You know, we just opened up. We've been open for a week. And I think that all of my occasionally booked people, you know, mostly the cats, I don't pre-book the cats. I let them choose when they're ready to have their cats done. Well, I've had cat calls. I've had every 4 month calls. I've had occasionally once a year calls. I've had people I haven't ever met call. It is just crazy. And I somehow, because I'm a glutton for punishment, have stuck dogs in every possible waking hour that I have between the cat shots. Cause you know, everyone knows I have to be home to do the cat shot at 9 o'clock and 9 o'clock. My whole life revolves around that. So everything I can cram into the middle of that I'm doing. And I recognize it's not going to be for that long, but I bet it lasts for about a month. I hope it doesn't last with extra dogs on the end of every day, which is what's happening right now. I feel like I get home, I feed the animals, I do the cat shot. I maybe feed myself most of the time. I don't even eat dinner. And then I just sit down, try to edit a little bit and fall asleep. So this is my big excuse for why I haven't had that podcast.
I hear you. It's like it's Christmas or something.
Yeah.
You know?
It's crazy.
It's like what I used to go through at Christmas time. And it's in July. Well, we're not in July yet, but it's, you know, it's 105 degrees out there. I'm telling you, when it gets hot in Tucson, we ain't lying.
Yeah. Yuck. No, thank you. Yeah. You know, the tips are big, though. I'm getting tons of really big tips and lots of baked goods because people are still stuck at home. Those that are in the education industry.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're still at home. So they've been baking.
Dumping some of their creations off on you because what are we going to do? Pecan pies. Yeah, I know. Well, give one to Susie.
And then the people who know that I really enjoy their baked goods will prepare baked goods while I'm grooming their dogs. So I come in and I got chocolate
fresh
chip muffins. Yep. And they were warm.
Jesus.
Oh, it's amazing.
God.
And last night, that 6 o'clock, the dog, I started at 6 o'clock last night. She baked me chocolate chip cookies for the car ride home. So I got like 10 chocolate chip cookies warm in a baggie.
And you ate them all on the way home and you had a sugar episode.
No, actually, I am the best at not doing that. I am the queen of getting an entire bag and only eating two a day until they're gone, which made me a really good drug addict. You know, I could just stretch out all my drugs way farther. Everybody else is out of coke. And I'm like,
I still have a little.
I was
much more controlled over my drug use than I am over baked goods. You know, I can't have them. Although I did make a cherry pie last a week.
Oh, that's pretty good.
But that's probably because I was putting ice cream on top.
Oh.
So.
I like it.
Okay. So, yeah, I know. Well, I lost 18 pounds because of my tummy ache. And now I'm starting to put it back on.
Oh, I thought you looked a little thinner.
Yeah, I lost a few pounds because of my inability to eat meals before sundown.
Right.
I call it the Ramadan diet.
Created. Yes. I got to make it fun.
Yep. My doctor laughed. He said, well, instead of the Ramadan diet, I would like you to go on the, did I tell you this? On the, what is it? The BARF diet. No, the BART diet.
Yeah.
Bananas, bananas, rice, apples, and toast. Yeah, well, fuck that.
Speaking of the absorber towel, I want to tell you of a great offer they've given us. If you put the Groom Pod in their coupon code and it's the first time you've shopped at their website, they will give you 10% off. And the absorber towel is really a great technology, especially for mobile groomers, but really for everybody. It feels like a cross between a sponge and a magic eraser, and it's saving me tons of laundry time, space in my mobile. It really sucks a lot of that water off that I was dealing with just gathering in my grooming trailer, and it makes the dogs dry a lot quicker. I cut them in half so they're easier to wring, and I store them in a bucket full of vinegar, like a Tupperware with a top on it, and they're just making my life so much better. So if you guys are interested in testing out the absorber towel for yourself, you can go to dogloverstowel.com and put the Groom Pod in the coupon code, and you'll get 10% off on your first purchase.
Anything exciting in your grooming week?
You know, it's a blur.
Yeah, that's what I feel like.
You know, like, I'm sure there were outstanding moments, good and bad. Yesterday afternoon ended on a very stressful note because I had noisy dogs in here, and we may not get to that subject today, but I'm telling you, it was unbearable. And I had a Lagotto baby in here, and I don't think she's quite a year old, and she just like does not like to be crated. I finally wised up when I got her finished. And I crate dry her because I do a rustic thing and I want that coat to be curly. I did a rustic trim on Sam, the small black doodle. He's got very curly hair, and I love to keep it curly. And so I just comb it through it with a big fat poodle comb, and then wash it and condition it and add a silicone to that. And then I just get the bulk of moisture off of him and toss him in the, they don't actually toss him.
I say that all the time. And then afterwards, I'm like, ooh, let me get those words back.
I place him gently in a... get your ass in that crate! No, I place him gently and compassionately in a room, not a cage, in a wired room, and blow fans on him, and he just comes out lovely. And then I trim him up with my chunkers. Work real good on rustic coats, and he's so black that you can't see his face. I mean, it's short and everything, but even when I trim around the eyes, you still can't hardly see his eyes because it's all so black. Gosh, he's black. And he looked really good. He came out real good. So that was that. And I did the same thing with Willow, the actual rustic coat, Lagotto Romanula. And she...
We've all been there. Your appointment shows up and it's a matted mess. The products you choose can make a huge difference in the end result. The Ultramax line by Best Shot is the perfect solution. It was engineered for serious professionals to get dirty jobs done right. The Ultramax system starts with the shampoos. Ultramax Pro is a dilute as needed shampoo. Use it directly on the coat for degreasing, 15-1 for deep cleaning, 50-1 for light cleaning, or anything in between. It's perfect for recirculating bathing systems. And there's also Ultramax Clarifying Shampoo. Ultramax Pro Conditioner is so light but so powerful. It has Best Shot's special coat-releasing technology for superior de-shedding and de-matting. It never adds drying time and works great in recirculators. And a body splash. The whole Ultramax line features a modern sweet pea fragrance. This isn't your grandma's perfume. It's delightful. Whether it's Ultramax, One Shot, Ultra Wash, or any of the Best Shot lineup, you can expect the finest quality and true performance. They'll help you make masterpieces out of nightmares in record time. Find Best Shot products at quality distributors and online at bestshotpet.com.
Ready, groomers? Here comes our first appointment. Let's talk noisy dogs. Let's talk about them. Let's do it.
Okay, well,
did you know she was noisy before you took her in?
You know, I am sort of like, for me, it's a little bit like childbirth. And I often forget the pain in between. I forget how bad it is. I forget how bad some of the dogs are. And I forgot how really annoying her. There are barks and there are barks. And the higher pitched noises hurt my ears more than the lower pitched woofs. By the way, I wore my dog mask to Trader Joe's this week, and I woofed at them as they smiled or they said something about cool mask. Woof, woof. and the gay man said he liked my mask. I said, "Who's your puppy?" they loved that. And so that was a lot of fun. It's the perfect, Trader Joe's is the perfect place to go and be a little bit, shall we say, different.
Sure. And,
sure. So that was it. But noisy dogs. Well, yeah, I knew ahead of time, but I kind of forgot. And it didn't take me, but 30 seconds after the people left for me to remember. And of course, sometimes one barker will set off others.
I was going to say, she alone, yeah, or did you have a group?
No, I had a group. I had a few. And actually, one person came to pick up their dog, and two of them in the back were barking, and they harmonized. And I said, "Oh, I love it when they harmonize." See, that's pleasing. That's pleasing to me. That's doggy noise that is soothing to me because it's harmony.
Yeah,
and I like that.
I think you're deluding yourself a little.
Well, you know,
oh, it's so like, awful.
It's like I accommodate. You know,
me too. I get that. I totally get that.
I accommodate. You know, my most beloved soulmate, Bichon, was a terrible marker.
Oh my!
And he would mark all over my shop.
Gringo.
Anytime Gringo was a bad marker. And nowadays, if I had him, I would put a pee pad on him. But that was before I knew about that kind of thing. And every time a dog would arrive or leave, he would go to a piece of furniture or a place in the shop and lift his leg and mark. And I just hated it. And, you know, it was getting to be like a deal breaker. So I just rolled over. And I invented him as the champion, international champion, El Gringo de Tucson. And when we went to the Bichon Bash, I established a peon contest, or, you know, and it was an observation thing, you know, and he did establish himself as there were classes, there were number of P's, there was a volume of P, there was interesting positions of peeing, there were, you know, there were different classes that the dogs could compete in for the peon, and I received the award of the champion of that Bichon Bash. So you know, like, right. You know, and like when I inherited my mother's little Russell Terrier and she would bark, bark, bark at me for dinner and for what, I hated it. And so I just rolled over and I created it as a cheerleader. Yay, yeah. Dinner. Yay, dinner. Go, mom. Go, mom. And so then I would say, yes, I'm going. I'm doing it. You know, like I just accommodate my attitude to sort of deal with what I can't otherwise change.
So you became a choir director.
So I became a choir director, and yeah, I do things like try aromatherapy, and I have got little wool balls on the crates where I can put some aromatherapy. Sometimes that helps.
Do you cover the front?
Oh, sometimes if I think that what they're barking at is from distraction from seeing another dog outside or from the crate beside their crate.
Do you try cranking like the music?
No.
I've done that.
You know, I don't have a music system. I mean, God, I have gone through so many music systems in 40 some years of being here. They just get dusty and hair ridden and they break. And so right now, I don't have a music system, although I sure want to, I do kind of want something now that I'm alone down here.
So as a mobile, it's an interesting kind of a predicament because people are walking by you all the time. And if you have a dog that is constantly singing the word of his people, as the people are walking past, they wonder what the heck you're doing to the dogs inside. And that can be a real image problem in the neighborhood. It can make people concerned. One of the things I've learned to combat that is starting the generator. So the generator is making enough noise to cover up the vocal singer in my table.
Clever.
Yes. So that in my tub or on my table. Yeah, it works really well for the, you know, I'll just say, no, I'm going to use the generator instead. I'll start the generator up. It works good for Billy the Kid, although Billy the Kid has stopped singing. He's not singing anymore. He doesn't worry about me. So he's the loudest dog in the whole wide world. It's gone. He makes a little bit of noise when I turn the dryer on, but that's about it. And then it goes away. I'm pretty pleased about that. So
have you ever noticed how deaf dogs bark flat?
Yeah. Yeah. They have a weird bark.
They have a weird bark and it's flat. It's out of pitch. And definitely on the flat side. And that's one of the ways you can tell the dog is actually deaf. Yeah,
interesting.
That's interesting.
I think that when they lose their senses like that, it can make them a howler.
Yeah, because they don't even notice anymore that they're doing that. I don't know. My Bichon, Belle, has started barking orders at me.
Oh my.
and sometimes I can't figure out what the problem is. A lot of times it's sort of like there's a Maltese in the way and I can't get to the drinking dish, or you don't have water in the drink. I appreciate it when she tells me that I'm out of water. But it can be that she wants to jump up on the bed and she needs they're not going to bother her. The Maltese, they tend to kind of boss her around, but they're not doing that so much lately. But she will bark at me so that I will just like hold them off, you know, like she just wants to know that I'm there so that they won't dare nip at her.
They're clicker training you.
Oh, God. You know,
they're clicker training.
Marco, of course, is my rooster, and he barks at the first sign of daylight. I've started thinking I'm going to make heavy curtain for my bedroom so that he won't know that it's daybreak, because sometimes I want to sleep in.
Yes, definitely. Well, lastly, schedule your barkers for the end of the day or the morning or sometime that you can do them without other dogs in the place, because you know that barking,
you know,
it's so stressful.
I know. See, and it's your prerogative to do a fast out. I just call these dogs fast out, And so, you know, like, I don't necessarily charge the people more. I charge the people more when they request a fast out, except for not my really, really good customers. I don't charge them more. But somebody comes in and they just, like, want their dog done right away and given back, well, then I charge them $5 or $10 more. But if I choose to get rid of the dog real quickly, it's on me.
Right.
And you get a free fast out.
Yes. One last thing to mention. Go ahead.
Can I call you when she's done? Or maybe 15 minutes before she's done? How long does it take you to get here?
That's important. You know, just how long.
Right.
Sometimes happy hoodies help, especially with the older dogs. Sometimes a happy hoodie will quiet them down, I've noticed. So that's another thing you can try. Okay, I think we're good on that. Shall we move on to something else?
Okay, next page.
Okay, yes, let me go back. So you
got
guys,
Susie's, both of us have Susie's notes here.
I just discovered the share thing on my Word, and I sent my notes to Barbara.
She just discovered how to send me her notes. And so now I feel like I have to send you mine.
No.
I don't have time.
That's crazy talk. Okay, let's talk teeth brushing.
Oh, man, I've done a few years of teeth brushing. And, of course, one of the first things that you want to do if you do teeth brushing is an easy add-on. But a couple of things. You need to be sure that you distinguish in your service that it's just a superficial, temporary thing, you know, like you're not cleaning the teeth. Don't call teeth brushing teeth cleaning, because they ain't getting that. For that,
right,
they gotta go to the vet.
Right.
And, you know,
so manage the client's expectations, kind of, so that they're not expecting.
Thank you. Good languaging.
Okay.
Yeah. Manage the customer's expectations. And of course, and so I would call it, teeth brushing, breath freshening, all kind of in one thing.
Okay.
And breath freshening also, you know, if it's a green tooth dragon mouth, that breath freshening is, you know, like you got to do it just as they're going out the door, and hopefully they'll get home before it gets too bad again. But you know, so I would use, I've been through a number of protocols. Of course, we don't really want to use toothpaste because that makes a mess. I use the like water pick thingy, where you have this attachment that you put on your faucet in the tub. And you do this water pick thing.
Really?
What would happen? Yeah. That was popular for a while. And
I've never heard of that.
Yeah. Oh, God. I'll look back in the history and bring you up to date. You just don't see it around too much. And one of the reasons must be because my experience with it is that the water pressure, I've got good water pressure at my tub. And the water, I would put it on there, and then the water pressure would just, like, within one or two applications, it would just blast it off. I couldn't keep the device attached to my hardware because there was just, like, too much water pressure. And the valve that I have to reduce my water pressure is just, like, old and rusted and stiff, and I, you know, it would take a wrench and or two wrenches, and you know, like, you're not going to do that in between baths.
Yeah.
So I gave up on that stuff, and mostly I would use a spray, a breath.
An enzymatic spray.
An enzymatic spray, and then it works without brushing. You can brush if you want to, but even brushing is sometimes a deal breaker for some dogs, especially if they have a bad tooth or more in there. It's painful. You can hit a root.
Did you use a regular dog toothbrush or the finger one?
I tried them all. I prefer the sort of long. It's like, you ever wish you had a 6-foot comb and you just stand back there and comb some of these guys? Well, that's kind of what I wanted for a toothbrush. It had a two-sided ends, a smaller end for the little guys and the bigger end for the big dogs.
I know that one.
I got 50 of them, and people could have them back, or I could put the dog's name on it and keep it in a jar and clean them out and not da 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 da. But here's the deal: if you're going to do any kind of add-on, you got to be prepared to sell it. You know, just putting up a sign, it will get you some business, but you're not, the really way to make an add-on successful is that the person that takes in the dog asks if they want the service.
Right.
Would you be interested in our this and that? And I had a monthly thing going, or an every visit thing going. But then the bather would forget to do it, and I was collecting the $5 and feeling guilty, or what, yada, yada. It just because I wasn't there to push or to sell the service or any of my spa services. In the morning, they just didn't get requested that much. And I've gradually sort of faded that out. I still do spa baths, but it's pretty much our prerogative, and I add it on myself. And if I feel like I can collect more money, I do. And otherwise, it's just...
There is a new technology. They're using the Sonicare technology for dog brushing. And I think some of the people in the group may very well be selling those setups. I don't know how different they are than just buying a unique toothbrush for a Sonicare and then using the Sonicare in the dog's mouth. Because you can get a Sonicare for about $19. And it actually does, after you get past the tickle in your nose and the weird feeling, if you can, I don't know how the dogs react to that, but it does do a really good job at taking down little tiny bits of tartar even, but keeping the teeth clean after they've been cleaned, because really that's what it's about. If the people go in and have a dental, then you can do some maintenance, but if they haven't had a dental in a long time, as far as long-term effect, there really isn't any with just toothbrushes.
There really isn't. And here's the thing about dogs. Dogs don't distinguish between tickling and hurting. They just don't. And that's why some dogs are just like sensitive to every little thing. You say, does it tickle? My dentist used to say, does it tickle? And I wanted to punch him in the face. Does it tickle? Fuck no. It hurts. he said, did it pinch?
Are you a dentist? What do you think?
I've been grooming for over 15 years now, and the way they have developed this with it being able to custom fit your hand, I try to go pick up any other shear now and I say some bad words in my head because I don't want to stand on my head to scissor the inside of a leg anymore. Like, I can do everything with keeping my wrist straight, and it's made such a huge difference. Because I'm 44 now. I feel like I came into grooming late in life, and I want to be grooming as long as humanly possible because I love it. We don't realize how much bending our wrist and tweaking our bodies to get into strange positions doesn't just affect your wrist. It doesn't just affect potential carpal tunnel. It affects your shoulder and your neck and your back and your hip. And when you're having to hold yourself in a weird position to reach a place on a dog, it throws your whole body out of whack. That's why I love working with them, because I honestly love the product and I wouldn't want to groom without them. It is really, really nice in this day and age with, so many huge corporations to have a mom and pop business, to have legitimately a family type business, because I feel like even though we're not blood related, I feel like I'm part of their family. And if you contact us on Facebook for a customer service issue, it's either myself or Abby. We are the customer service department. It's that kind of small business. And we really do try to keep everybody happy.
Give us all the information. Where can we find all things Evolution Shears?
All things, well, we have a Facebook page. We also have a website, evolutionshears.com. And because we love our GroomPod family, if you go on the website and put the coupon code GroomPod, you get $10 off each shear.
Have you ever dyed a coat for color to maintain color in a dog?
Yes.
So
black,
which
poodle?
Black.
That was a black poodle that was silvering out, and the wife got upset about that. It was one of the better poodles that I've ever, a standard poodle, one of the better poodles that I ever did. And I used to use, why am I looking up at the ceiling?
I don't know. I was wondering if something was coming down.
No, nothing's coming down. I'm just trying to get the memory to trickle down in. I would use a powdered dye from Sally's.
Oh, from a powder Sally dye. Beauty.
A powder dye was something that they used at the time on show coats. It's a little bit less toxic. And you just mixed it with water and applied it with a brush. And, yeah, it would cover that for a little while. But you have to manage your expectations. And, you've got to think about what's touching the skin. Just not too terribly comfortable. I suppose if I, I love the, colors?
The Manic Panic, like the, that stuff?
No, I've used Manic Panic. I used to use Manic Panic on Gringo. Pause.
Oh, Pause.
Thank you. Opa's colors are so bright and so good. But I don't think that they're really intended to cover a whole dog unless it's a small dog. Right?
How about Chris Christensen? Since they do the dog show stuff, do they carry any of those colored, like, enhancing
They do
products?
Color enhancing is not the same as dyeing.
Okay.
You know, it's just a very temporary... Under the cuticle lens, but not necessarily into the cortex, kind of dye. It's less
superficial.
Chemical. Yeah, it's very superficial. Doesn't work with all dyes, but it does enhance. You know, I have used the black on black shampoo on Scotty's, but it doesn't really cover white hairs. God, I have sat there and actually picked white hairs out of a Scotty jacket.
well, that's a unique way to do a hand strip. Just take the white ones.
just pick the white ones. Because they just bothered me so much. But it doesn't really cover the white ones. What it does is it just blackens. It's sort of like you put black chalk underneath it all. You know, it blackens the inside of the coat more than on the top of the coat on the guard hairs. You know, I think it actually probably absorbs to the more porous undercoat than to the slicker.
The guard hairs,
yeah.
Yeah, and the length of time that it'll actually stay in the coat is determined by what kind of coat it is as well. I mean, you can't expect it to stick into some of those coats.
Yeah, you know, and I do white enhancement all the time. I do brighteners and I do blue-white enhancers. I use Chris Christensen for years, but I really prefer an equine product called God, I didn't know we were going there. I don't have my notes.
I love to do this to Barbara.
Quick color.
Okay.
Quick color by Exhibitor's Best.
Nice pull, got Barbara. It. Good job.
Nice pull. It actually, and the reason that I like the quick color, it's a deep purple, and it works well through the Bathing Beauty.
Right.
But what you got to know about your color enhancer things is that, you know, you can leave them on too long, and it will get, you know, like if you leave a blue or purple whitener on a white coat, you will have a blue or purple coated dog if you leave that shit on too long.
Or if the coat is super porous, because I've had that happen with a regular bath.
And I had it happen before I had a recirculating system. We were bathing by hand, and my bather, I used Laube Red White.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Used red white on a Samoyed, and it didn't get it. The shampoo reached the undercoated area of the hips, but the rinse didn't get there in time. And I got the little shout from the back room, Barbara! Barbara! What, honey? I'm coming. This dog, I can't get this out. No, I've tried to bathe it out 3 times. Well, guess what? You dyed it, girlfriend. You dyed it. It says right here on the bottle. You might try reading your label, you know.
Yes.
Okay. So that's that lesson. Yeah.
Okay. What else? A brief conversation about medicated shampoos and using them. And
that's a massive. We've talked about that many times.
Yeah. So what I want to say about it is over the years, Barbara has kind of pointed us in the direction of, for generalized care, chlorhexidine shampoo. Show Season has Soothe. Best Shot has MED with chlorhexidine. Both of those are good. Even more beneficial is the Soothe rinse after the fact, because that has a little bit more effect without the surfactant in it on the skin and stuff. But there's so many different. Yeah, thank you. It has staying power. Yeah, but there's so many different skin problems. I mean, just for instance, there's the hyperpigmentation, which is when the belly gets black. That'd be a different kind of a shampoo than, say, a dander. Well, no, actually, that might be the same. But dander shampoo or a yeast infection or a staph infection or even like the blackheads, the comedones. These are all specific different shampoos that would require some research and looking into particular products.
Yeah, you know, it's a whole freaking seminar. And you know who covers that and has her own kind of holistic approach to that is Michelle
Knowles.
Thank you.
Yes.
Michelle Knowles. Yeah. And she's doing a some kind of an online thing with Mary Aquindo coming up maybe even next week.
Yeah, I think it's coming up pretty quick.
Yeah. So, we can't go there.
No, nope. Well, so that's all. We'll just touch on that.
The question was, you know, like, what is your favorite go-to medicated shampoo? It's really hard to generalize like that.
Yep.
Right.
But there we go. Okay. Next, what do you think of summer shave downs? I don't mind them at all.
I'm not too, you know, we live in Arizona, is the melanoma capital of the freaking country here.
Ah, I see.
You know, we just have a lot of skin cancer. We just have a sun exposure. You know, there's hardly ever any cloud cover. There's hardly ever anything. Right now, we got smoke from the big fire in our atmosphere, but there's hardly ever anything to filter the direct UV rays of the sun. And I don't like to do any dog so short that the skin is exposed.
The shortest?
The possible exception would be black skin dogs that already have dark pigment that protects the skin that way. That might be a possible exception, but you know, like I just really don't think of shave downs as a healthy alternative in many instances. And sometimes it's just because the people don't want to do any damn grooming at home. You know, like I had a lady with two pugs. I understand pugs shed a horrible lot. Same thing with Labradors. So you want me to do a 10 against the grain on your two pugs? I hated doing that, and it showed, and pretty soon she faded away and went somewhere else. I didn't care. I was so uncomfortable doing that. I tried not doing it and just doing de-shedding, but she didn't get what she needed to do at home, you know?
Well, for me, we're not always in the heat that you are. We aren't exposed like that.
Yeah.
We just have maybe 10 days over 85 a year, maybe. That's it. Maybe we have 390-degree plus days, maybe four in a good year. But I have a limit at how short I'll go. I use the number 3 rocker comb with my clipper back, which I imagine is about a number 4 kind of length, but I won't go shorter than that. So my idea of a smoothie is a number 3. It isn't actually like a number 7 or a 5 or a 10 or anything like that. So I guess it's all relative.
It's just smooth.
Yeah, it's just shorter than like that's my summer cut. For my winter cuts that are like the yellow comb, they're going on the boat for the summer and I'm not going to see them for 3 months, then we go with the number 3 comb and they're never tangled when they come back. It's all good. But it's mostly for owner requests.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, and you can make any length clip down smoother looking by doing it in reverse. It's also shorter than the blade would cut on with the grain. But if you go against the grain with on any clip down, you're going to tend to get a more velvet-like, smoother touch. So I'm not terribly opposed to doing. I have a couple of dogs that I do that. I do scamp the little Yorkie Chihuahua mix in the number 7 reverse, and I do Lucy the Black Cocker in number 7 reverse. They're both mostly house pets.
Yep.
I just really don't want to do backyard dogs.
Oh, for sure.
Super short in the summertime.
That.
So that's
okay.
That.
One other one, stud tail. So stud tail, I looked it up. It's the supracaudal gland hyperplasia, or an overactive greasy like gland back there on the tail. And it presents itself as greasy or scaly skin. And sometimes the hair just falls out back there. And if it gets bad, there is treatment with antibiotics. But as far as what we can do, what do you do with that greasy spot on a dog or cat's tail back there?
Well, I would, there's a couple of things I would do. I would do the spa bath bomb treatment. Sometimes mineral treatment sometimes helps that. That's just a general skin clarifier. And also the Grime Time degreaser product that I have next to the tub in a jar at all times.
Right.
That usually helps take care of that. And then I follow with a light conditioner.
Sometimes
but you need to look and see it. Yeah, sometimes cornstarch. I've done that on cats.
Yep.
Like powdered it down with cornstarch heavily before the bath and let it sit for at least a half an hour. It takes cornstarch a little time to suck up the oil, but it does absorb or adsorb, really. Supposedly, a charcoal activated charcoal would do something of the same. So you might want to try like eye groom, carrot and charcoal shampoo on that. I haven't tried that, but that's got the charcoal in it. So there's that.
Okay, good. Yeah, if you want to pick a medicated shampoo for that, it would be an antibacterial shampoo, according to the stuff that I read.
Hey, speaking of show season, did you see my before and after pictures of Pee-wee, the Maltese, and my magic makeover?
That was quite a transformation in that coat. Oh my gosh.
Somebody said it just like I had thought it. It looks like he sleeps in the fireplace.
Yeah, what is up with that?
Well, I don't know, but that dog gets black like that a lot. He's the dirtiest Maltese I've ever known. This guy's coat is porous, and that dirt just climbs up his legs. I mean, he was just black.
What did you use?
Show season grime time, girl. It's the magic wand for really dirty dogs. She used the grime time, and then we rebathed with the show season bright.
It's remarkable.
It's a remarkable product.
If you guys would like to get your hands on a tub of Grime Time or some Show Season Bright or any of the wonderful products, you can find them at showseasongrooming.com. You can give them a call at 678-382-0218. They're also at many local distributors like Cascade Grooming Supply, which is my local distributor.
Groomers, take your seats. School is about to begin.
Definition du jour time, Barbara. Tell us about mineral oil.
Oh, and I don't remember where this was asked, but somebody recently asked on a group if mineral oil, why we don't see it so much anymore, and is it a bad ingredient? And so I've worked up a few things. I'm just going to read, because we're running out of time, I'm going to read my 5 points, okay?
Okay.
Well, I'm going to read, first of all, I'm going to start here with a quote from the Beauty Brains. The Beauty Brains said, let me put this up here. I'm going
to, for you guys who don't know, the Beauty Brains is a great podcast about beauty products, cosmetics and ingredients. And
it's by cosmetic scientists and formulators, and Perry Romanowski, who's, you know, like just a god to me. Beauty Brains says that we often see the advice that people should avoid mineral oil at all costs. The idea is propagated by numerous natural companies. Well, this advice is just bogus. They get right to it, don't they?
I like that in the person.
I need to use that term more, bogus. It's an excellent replacement for bullshit.
I like bunk.
Bunk.
Yeah, that's bunk.
Bunk. Yeah, that's a nice one, too.
Yep.
I don't know. I like bullshit because...
Well, yes.
Because I was a cowgirl.
Yes.
It is not based on any scientific studies. Mineral oil is a perfectly fine ingredient and has been used in cosmetic for over 100 years. So, first point, what is it? Mineral oil is a byproduct of industrial petroleum cracking process, which is necessary to make energy products such as gasoline.
So it's a byproduct.
So it's a byproduct of the gasoline process. Manufacturing. Yeah.
Okay.
Of petroleum cracking process, which makes many things out of the kind of molecular soup that is crude oil. Okay. Petrolatum, aka Vaseline, is another similar byproduct. These byproducts are separated out by distillation. Cosmetic mineral oil is highly refined and purified. It's not dirty crude oil anymore, okay? You got it?
Right. Otherwise, Vaseline would be funny colored.
Yeah. Mineral oil, third point. Oh, and it's completely non-toxic.
Oh.
So I either am looking up here or I'm looking down here. next time, I will bring my, I will lower my thing. Four, the beauty brand, no, three. I almost skipped one, but
yeah.
I caught myself in time. The three, mineral oil does not cause drying of skin or hair. That's just a myth that's been used to kind of vilify the ingredient. It is an effective occlusive that prevents moisture loss. An occlusive substance is something that coats the skin or the hair and prevents water from inside coming out. Moisture loss is one of the most reasons for dry skin and dry hair. And the same goes for petrolatum. You know, like I keep referring to petrolatum because it's also an interesting early ingredient. You know, what was that de-shedding conditioner that we used to love?
Refurbish.
Refurbish. You're right. Thank you. God, she fills in for my brain so fucking well. Just, you know, like, you just, you know, like.
That one just popped in like a picture.
Boy,
it was just, boom. The picture of it just popped into my head.
It was like, you know, and it's because I've told you about it more than once. And so you just were able to, like, slip it in where I drew a blank. And that is why we are the most excellent partners.
That's true.
God, yes. I love you.
You too.
So,
magic.
You know, and petrolatum is just petrolatum or Vaseline, as it's marketed, is just also one of these byproducts like mineral oil. It's just a little bit heavier, right? Mineral oil is a little bit more liquid. Petrolatum is a little heavier, but refurbish. I am convinced, and there's no, I have no proof of this, but it's one of these sort of like, if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck and swims like a duck, it's most likely a duck. I think that refurbish in the original formula contained petrolatum, and that's what worked so well, but also caused it to take forever to dry the coat. After the refurbish got all the undercoat out, then the dog wouldn't dry and wouldn't dry and wouldn't dry.
That's a fact.
So, and that's a fact. And when they reformulated, and then all of a sudden people were saying, my refurbish doesn't work like it used to, and da 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 da. Why? Because they removed the petrolatum. It no longer had that yellowish, light yellow. The original refurbish had the light yellow color that is often associated with, that was just another one of the duck, you know, clues,
yeah.
Was that light yellow color. So the new and improved refurbish, it didn't take as long to dry the coat, but it didn't have the slip that the original did. One of my personal beauty secrets is that are you ready for my own personal beauty secrets?
I'm sitting
so
down.
You notice that my, and I will take my glasses off, and I will look closely into the camera. You will notice that
other direction.
80 years old.
There you go.
Whoa.
Perfect. Good.
Bye.
Right there.
Hello.
Hello.
But for 80 years old, I don't have horrible wrinkles.
No, you're nice and supple. If I was there, I'd stretch you out like this, and it'd snap right back.
Well, you know what I do?
What?
I apply Vaseline to my face at least three nights a week.
Oh, my. That takes time.
I, Yeah, you know, I just have it at my bedside, and I just like, okay, because I wash my face before I go to bed, and then I just, you know, and these things here, they're really deep, and I hate them, but, and what happens, okay, so I'm 80 years old, and I truly am. What happens is that when I sleep on my left side, and my mouth dribbles and I drool.
So I have that to look forward to.
Yep. But you just don't want it to happen when you fall asleep in public.
Right.
Like underneath the hair dryer or on the bus. Yeah. But what I was noticing is that I hate that, but it's just like one of those many annoying things that happens that just like completely destroys your self-image when you get old.
Yes.
So here I would wake up in the morning and it would be this like dried saliva. And so what I was noticing was that wrinkle, that line, that mouth line on the left side of my face where I would sleep and it would drool down there and dry up, it was getting worse and worse. And so I thought, what can I do? And then I just remembered how we used to use like Vaseline on the baby and Vaseline, you know, and I, you know, like this is what it was, just like one of the original anti-wrinkle face thing. I just started putting that. I said, well, if I put Vaseline on there, it's like we recommend that you put a little Vaseline up here on the dogs if they have tearing problems and booger problems, and then the tears will just go off
right
on top of the Vaseline. Well, that's the same thing. It's occlusive. Ah. You know, so I thought, well, if I put the Vaseline there on that and that indentation, it's not going to collect the saliva. It will just go onto the pillow.
Tips from Barbara, you know, about face maintenance.
So it's my favorite night cream. It's cheap. And I'm going to tell you, it works better than some of these fancy products that I get sent to try out. So,
okay, so where do you find mineral oil in pet products?
Oh, it's in some, you know what? It showed up as one of the ingredients that Michelle Raviol disclosed from the original Le Pooch.
Oh, really?
Conditioner. Yeah. It had mineral oil in it. I identified that.
Huh.
It was used for years, but it got vilified and it got replaced. And
I've seen it in ear cleaner.
In creams and lotions and, you know, it was just a fine, it was a very cheap, and but I'll get to that. The Beauty Brains also says, the truth is mineral oil is one of the best functioning skincare ingredients available. Unquote. For hair care, it's been a foundation ingredient for black hair care for decades. Why? Because it works and it's inexpensive. And why has it largely disappeared? Because it's a petroleum product, and petroleum is unsustainable. Even though it's a byproduct, and if you're going to crack the petroleum for gasoline, you might as well use the other molecular substances in there for other things.
Yes.
It's like using the whole buffalo.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yep, you want to reuse that stuff, every part of
it. You want to. But it has been targeted. It was an easy target for the natural marketers, because it's been targeted as unnatural and undesirable. One effective tactic is to place it on bad ingredients or never use lists. And because it is so cheap, marketers of high-end sophisticated products have abandoned its use because they don't want to, they have to disclose ingredients in human products and they don't want to look cheap. Even though the truth is mineral oil is one of the best functioning skincare ingredients available.
Very interesting.
So there you have it. Now, and I will post a couple of references, interesting enough, both by Black beauty bloggers with science backgrounds.
Okay.
A couple of articles that go into a little bit greater depth about mineral oil, just for those kind of chemically inclined fans.
Excellent.
And I won't bother the rest of you with any more. There you have mineral oil.
Well, that was a great show, Barbara. I loved every bit of it. We answered a bunch of questions. We hung out. We told each other how the week went. You know, just a good back to normal kind of week. I like it. Definitely.
Back to the new normal. The new normal is masks. And I'm here to tell you, I was talking with one of my medical like healthcare professionals, customers yesterday, we agree that masks are here to stay, you know, and if you're griping about it's uncomfortable and you don't like to wear your mask, just think of this. In Hong Kong, at the Hong School of Grooming, all students start out wearing masks. It's just a part of the uniform. It's just a part of what we wear when we do this work. So it's just the part, they do it because they're also concerned about getting hair in their face and allergies and other kinds of things that we, you know, we're such cowboys here in America. We really are, like, oh, what the heck, you know? So I'll go deaf from the blow dryer. You know,
dog hair embedded in our lungs. No big deal.
No big deal. You know,
right. I can't walk because my feet are something. Oh, hey, there was something I forgot to mention. So my feet have been killing me, just aching, and I, being the cheapest person ever put on the earth, well, pretty close to it anyway, I hesitate to buy new shoes. Well, I pulled out a different pair of shoes that I haven't been wearing very often, and I put them on, and my feet were just like nothing was wrong with them. So apparently both pairs of my tennis shoes are completely broken down. So this is just a gentle public service announcement to remind people that your shoes don't last forever. And if your feet are hurting, buy a different pair of shoes and rotate shoes so you're not using the same pair of shoes every day. That's the public service announcement. Oh, and wash your hands. Happy grooming, everybody. Oh, Barbara, wear your mask too, right? We ought to add that one in there too.
Wear your mask.
Excellent.
Here we go. Live clean.
Hand sanitizer. Go to the other direction. There you go. Right there. Right in the middle. Other way. Over the other way. The other way. Go to your left shoulder.
I went way over there.
Left shoulder. There you go. Now we can see it. Yeah, Barbara's got the hand sanitizer up. The plant-based hand sanitizer, right?
Barbara's going to use it.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, thanks for being here with us live, and we'll meet you back next week on the Groom Pod. Happy grooming, everybody. See you then. Bye-bye now.
And all you older groomers, try my Vaseline trick. Nighttime. Yeah. Nobody knows you're doing it. It's just a great secret.
All right. Say goodbye, Barbara.
Goodbye, Barbara.
Well, stylists, it's time to sweep up the hair, clean out the tub, and turn out the lights on another episode of the Groom Pod. Remember to join the discussion group and be part of the show by liking us on Facebook at the Groom Pod. You can find Barbara online at groomblog.blogspot.com and at her shopping site, www.shop.bbird.biz. You can email me at Susie, S-U-S-Y, at thegroompod.com, or Barbara at barbara@thegroompod.com. Please tell all your friends about the show and leave comments and reviews anywhere that you can. And also, please support the sponsors of the show. They make it possible for us to continue on. So on behalf of Barbara Bird and myself, thanks for listening and see you real soon.